7:42.
Let's not go too far ahead.
I got a clock that still says it's 6:45. Another one that says 7:42. All I know is that we've got our next guest on the line with us this morning. We have joined by Solomon Moskovich. He is general manager of oncology for Natera, a leading genetic testing company, here to talk about colorectal cancer and things that they've got as far as being able to test for it and do some preventative treatments for it. Solomon, good morning. How are you today?
Good morning. Good to be here. Thank you.
All right, let's get some information. First of all, I guess colorectal cancer, this is really this is the third most common cancer in America. So this is, people know people affected by it, maybe even themselves. I guess talk a little bit about what the work you're doing is.
Thank you. Yeah, colorectal cancer affects many Americans and people around the world. About one in every 25 people will be diagnosed at some point in their lives with colorectal cancer. And the reason I'm on here is because there are important things that people need to know to be able to protect themselves. We at Natera believe in the importance of early detection, both for people who have never been diagnosed before to find out as early as possible if they've got colorectal cancer, because that gives the best chance of cure, but also for people who have been diagnosed with colorectal cancer. There's new technology available that can help detect recurrence as early as possible and, again, give the best chance at a cure.
Well, it's, we think about there are different ways that they are tested for it. There's sort of the exam that's taking place. Sometimes there's now maybe some other treatments that they have. I know related to stool samples, that type of a thing. Talk about what you're looking for and how your treatment works.
Right. So Natera is a leading innovator in genetic testing and in medical diagnostics. So these tests have to be ordered by a doctor. And there's two particular things I want people to learn about today. So first of all, about 5 to 10% of colorectal cancers are actually driven by an inherited gene. And most of those are caused by Lynch syndrome. So what that is mutations in genes that were inherited from someone's parents that predisposes them towards certain cancers like colorectal cancer. Now, if somebody has Lynch syndrome, which is that genetic inherited gene, then they've got between a 40 up to 80% chance of getting colorectal cancer at some point in their lifetimes. And that's something that's pretty easy to test for if you've got one of those genes. It's a simple blood test. You can do that through our laboratory, and it's covered by insurance for most people. The second thing that people need to know about is for those who have been diagnosed with colorectal cancer. Now, this is a new technology. Many people are just learning about it now, and it's called Signatera. So this is a test that looks for traces of tumor DNA from the original cancer that are floating around in the blood. Even a single molecule of tumor floating in the blood can be detected by this test. So it's something that can detect recurrence months or years earlier than it's visible on a scan. And that now is also covered by Medicare for stage 2, 3, and 4 colorectal cancer, and it can make a big difference for people.
At what point should somebody be getting a test like this?
Right. So I recommend everyone talk to your doctor. For people who have a family history of colorectal cancer, especially in a loved one who had it at an early age, you know, earlier than 45 or 50 years old, then you're eligible to get tested for Lynch syndrome, which is that inherited mutation that can predispose you to cancer. And for those who have been diagnosed with cancer or who know someone who have battled colorectal cancer, I recommend you talk to them or talk directly to your doctor about getting the Signatera test for recurrence.
Knowledge is really important for things like this, but to be sort of told, well, you now have this predisposition, what goes forward? I mean, there seems to be a lot of anxiety that could be built with some information like this, too. What things are people doing related to that, and what's the best, you know, procedure once you've kind of been diagnosed with that sort of predisposition?
Yeah, that's an important question. So if somebody has a predisposition towards colorectal cancer, then they're eligible for additional screening. So most people are recommended to start getting screened with colonoscopies at the age of 45. But if if someone has a gene that's linked to cancer, then they're eligible to get screened much earlier, starting in their early to mid-20s, and to get more extensive screening. And all that would be covered by insurance. So that's very important. It's important to know if you have that predisposition so that you can protect yourself.
So this goes beyond more what you talk about, where if there's family history, which sometimes that's one of those medical questions, you know, does anyone in your family have this, which then may have some sort of a direct correlation to what might happen to you. But this now kind of gives more permanent information. Is this the direction we're going with a lot of types of cancer or other things, sort of this testing to know whether our bodies are primed to have something like this occur?
Yes, I think that is the direction we're heading. You know, many people have heard about a breast cancer gene, that is the BRCA gene, that predisposes women to getting breast cancer. But fewer people know about Lynch syndrome, which is almost exactly the same thing, different set of genes, but predisposes you to getting colorectal cancer. And that can occur equally in men and women. Again, the earlier you detect a cancer, like colorectal cancer, or the recurrence of a cancer, you know, the better chance you have at a cure. And I think that's what's most important for people to know. Talk to your doctor, get tested, protect yourself with the best tools available.
Right. And as we mentioned, colorectal cancer, more than 52,000 people are expected to die from colorectal cancer in the U.S. this year, third most common cancer. If there's ways that we can reduce that and also give people a better chance of survival, this is it. If people want to find out more about what we've talked about today, Solomon, where do we go to get this?
Great. You can get these tests from Natera by having your physician order them. So visit Natera.com, Natera.com, to learn more about these tests and talk to your doctor.
Sounds good. We appreciate your time this morning. Thanks for sharing the information with us.
Thank you.
Thanks. Solomon Moskovich joining us this morning, General Manager of Oncology for Natera, leading genetic testing company.